I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on February 14th, 2020. OpenSSH 8.2 has been released. The latest version of the suite of secure networking utilities brings news of two major changes, one of which has been prompted by recent advances in cryptographic attacks. A paper presented at last month's Real World Crypto Symposium in New York revealed that researchers had managed to reduce the cost of successfully executing chosen prefix collision attacks against SHA-1 down to just $45,000. With that figure likely to drop even further with future advances in GPU hardware performance, the OpenSSH project has decided to start working towards the deprecation of its public key signature algorithm that depends on SHA-1 in a near future release. On a far more positive note, this latest release has added support to OpenSSH for FIDO Universal Second Factor Authentication devices. The suite can now generate a FIDO token-backed key, which will operate much like any other, but only so long as the authentication hardware is connected to your device. It now also supports the FIDO2 standard for managing resident keys on your token hardware. The NetBSD project has kicked off a fundraising drive. While we're used to many open source projects making an almost constant plea for support, this call to action from NetBSD is the first time in over 10 years that the project has explicitly run a fundraiser. As a fairly frugal project, NetBSD normally survives on a very modest level of annual donations, but has earmarked some development and infrastructure spending that it would like to see happen in the near future, and is hoping to raise $50,000 to make that a reality. A project that currently isn't struggling for cash is Blender, which has just released version 2.82 of its open source 3D creation suite. The release introduces export support for Pixar's USD file format, UDIM tile mapping, and new and far more realistic liquid and gas simulation engines. The project's brief release announcement also stated that thanks to the level of monetary support that Blender receives, almost 20 people are now working full-time on the project. And finally today, there is mixed news for users of Corona Labs' cross-platform game development framework. Having acknowledged that the company is no longer financially viable, Corona Labs has announced that it will be closing down on the 1st of May this year. However, users of the Corona SDK aren't being left totally high and dry, as the company has pledged to relicense its platform under the permissive MIT license and hopes to see the community around the project help take it forward into the future. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/103. We'll be back next week.